I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Earlier in the show, we mentioned the attack on a housing complex in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. It was the second assault by terrorists on the oil-exporting country in a month. Joining us now to discuss the possible long-term implications for the oil markets is David Brown. He's the host and senior editor of the Public Radio Business News Program Marketplace. Hi, David.
Good morning, Madeline. How are you this Memorial Day?
I'm fine, thank you. So any real consensus on what this is likely to do to oil prices?
Well, you know, just a few days back, oil prices peaked around $41.85 a barrel, and that's about a third higher than what they normally are, you know, around $28, $29.30. Now the magic number is $41.85. The conventional wisdom among analysts seems to be that after these attacks, yeah, the prices are going to be going up. But how much and for how long? That's where all the drama is. The important commodity exchanges in the U.S. and Europe are closed. And so it's become a guessing game. And it's an especially complicated game right now. See, just last week, the Saudis said that they wanted to increase production to provide a psychological incentive to drive down those oil prices. And that seemed to be working. Oil prices fell by, what, 3% on Thursday? And on Friday, they closed below $40 a barrel. Well, the attacks over the weekend provide a different sort of psychological incentive, if you know what I mean, sort of the other direction. Without a doubt, commodity traders are thinking over this long weekend about the vulnerability of supply, how disruptions could drive prices up. So when commodity markets open tomorrow, I think all eyes are going to be fixed on how traders have factored in these two competing psychological inputs, opening the spigots versus fear of terrorism.
Mm-hmm. And vis-a-vis this attack, what was the target? Who do people think it was? The foreigners actually working in Saudi Arabia or actually the oil industry?
You know, I think most think that the timing of the attack in Khobar was probably intended to damage the credibility of the Saudis because they had gone to such great lengths to, you know, make a show of the fact that they want to increase supply. This seems to almost be orchestrated to show the Saudi royal family and the world for that matter that Saudi Arabia can't maintain security at the center of the nation's oil industry. And if that's the case, how can they make these promises about these assurances that they're going to be there's going to be a greater supply? And that seems to be the real impetus for the attacks. At least that's the consensus of the analysts.
Well, doesn't this make it look like the Saudi oil industry is in fact vulnerable?
Well, some say not really. I mean, notice that these attacks were not on the oil infrastructure, the pipelines, the refining facilities, for example, but on the individuals who work for the Saudi oil industry. Though at least 22 people were killed in the attack, no one seriously thinks this will have an immediate effect on Saudi Arabia's production and transport of oil. In the long term, now continued attacks may cause contractors to say, hey, we're getting our people out of there unless you, the Saudi government, can provide better security. But right now, there's no sign that contractors are going to be pulled out. We'll be taking a closer look at that on our Marketplace program later today.
David Brown of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. And thanks a lot, David.
Hey, thank you, Madeline.